are still in Villefranche. It is the last day of our course. We are currently having a barbecue with the rest of our network. And we thought, because we are in a group of many scientists who work with very strange model organisms and animals that you haven't heard of, that this is a good setting to introduce you to both the people and the animals. So we are going to go around and ask for the weirdest facts that they can give us about this very weird sea creatures that you might not have heard of.
And I, who don't work with any weird animals, I'm just here to observe the complete weirdness.
So I can start. I work with Plasinares, which is a marine worm, and my favorite weird thing about it is that when you mate the animals, you put them in a glass of water, and they swim around each other, and they release sperm and eggs. And so when the female releases the eggs, she sort of turns into this sad worm skeleton that will die pretty much immediately, while the male is good to go several more rounds. And this, I think, is a wonderful example of how nature is mildly sexist.
Let's ask Brenda if she has some weird fun facts.
Well, I just I work with spiders, like common house spider. And because I have to use their embryos for dissociation, I always remove the cocoon from the female. Sometimes it's hard because the female always, like, I have to play dumb with it, kind of like using the tweezers to move it away, because she doesn't want me to take out the cocoon. So I feel bad about that. But in the end, it's just I remove the cocoon and I put it in a watchmaker glass under the stereoscope so I can see them. And the problem is that when you turn them upside down so you just shake them a bit so they can fall into the watchmaker glass, sometimes they just jump. And there has been sometimes too many of them jump away. So I was like, where are they? Where are they? So if I want to collect them, I need to use some sort of brush or whatever. But sometimes it's too much and I end up squishing them and I lose a lot of embryos.
That is horrible, and I'm very happy that I don't work with your model.
Yeah, I'm impressed that you actually work with spiders. I'm not sure how I could do this. Okay, Petra, what is your weird fun fact?
My weird fun fact. So I work with the animals that are called penis worms. And I think
that's
self-explaining.
Yes, it is.
So that is one fun fact. And they very much indeed look like a penis. So I recommend everyone googling this animal. Don't forget
the scientific name.
Priapulus caudatus, ichthyosaurus. Don't forget to add worm after.
Do not
penis.
Google this. Yeah.
And another animal that I work with is Nematodermatid, Mea rusticopi. And the fun fact about it is that it lives in the foregut of a sea cucumber. So in order to get to the animal, I have to open the sea cucumber, cut it open, cut open its gut, and look for these tiny marine worms that live there.
Wow.
Now we are with Pericles, and he works with sea urchins. What can you tell us about sea urchin that we do not want to know?
So in order to release the garments, I need to masturbate them. And set the right atmosphere.
How do you masturbate the sea urchin?
By shaking them vigorously. Mm-hmm. And usually they like an atmosphere of, you know, cold water, mostly.
Like most people.
Yeah, like most people.
Does the procedure differ between males and females?
No, they both like it the same.
So now, Francisca, what is your weird fun fact?
So I find weird that lampreys are considered, for most people at least, like really disgusting and horrible animals.
And indeed they are.
Can you explain how they actually look like?
Because they are like eel-like, really long, they are fish, but the mouth looks like, I don't know, it's like rows of teeth.
Just full of teeth, like
full
way
of
too many teeth.
So they look really scary, and people normally use them like as a model for monsters in movies. And still, there's like people in Spain, a lot of people in Spain and in Portugal that eat them, and it's considered a delicacy. So it's like really expensive. So I find it weird because that says a lot about the perspective of people about nature regarding to the culture they have.
We are now with Alba, and she works with a crab-like creature. What is it? It's Pareale hawaiensis. It's a small amphipod crustacean which looks like very small shrimps. They are very cute until you realize that they are not so nice. For instance, the male raped the female.
Oh!
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's consensual, but seems like she doesn't have many choices. And then when they feel when they are hungry or they detect another one that is weak, they eat each other. And for example, once I was with the animals and I saw like two heads and I thought, oh, it's multi and cute. I'm going to look under the stereoscope, and I realized that it was one Pareale holding the head of the other one, and they love to start from the head of the other ones.
Send me pictures of that.
So Anna, do you have any weird fun facts?
Actually no. Clitia is the prettiest animal in this network, and there are no weird facts about it.
Okay, I think you're staying alone by this.
Yes, lucky you.
This is Kevin, and like me, he works with Platin Race, and he now has to think of a different fun fact about it.
So, when the tiny balls were the ciliary belt early on during development?
I think you have to explain what ciliary is.
Ah, okay. So, the early during development, the animal, Platinaris, looks essentially like a ball, and then the top half has this belt with hairs, basically that beat. And when it does that, it does this helical ballerina-like dance towards light, and then it settles as well. And it does that repeatedly over and over again. And I find that cool.
We are now with Alex McDougall, who is the head of the developmental biology unit here at Villefranche, and he will now tell us something fun about tunicates.
Tunicates, there's not much, I mean, people eat tunicates, but probably the most fun thing about the tunicate I work with, Felucia mammillata, is its name. And if you go away and try and translate Felucia mammillata, you might find out why that's amusing.
Now we're here with Benjamin, who is visiting the observatory, and he's from Paris.
So I should say something fun about C. elegans, my model organism,
yes.
Right? So it's not fun for me, but they don't need males, actually. They are hermaphrodite and...
Wait, which animal, actually?
Cenorhabditis elegans. It's a nematode that grows into the soil on, like, fruits and decomposition fruit. Yeah. And they don't need males. They can live perfectly fine without males.
Laura couldn't make it to the barbecue, so we asked her for a weird fun fact about her model organisms beforehand.
So one fun fact about the oysters is that a supervisor in our network, Andy Heino, suggested that to make them spawn, we should drill them with an electric drill, and the vibrations are supposed to excite them. And so I recently had this conversation via Slack where I asked Andy for details on how to excite oysters. And he said that I should drill them along the rim of the shell for 5 minutes and then stop and wait for half an hour, and then I can start again until they start spawning. And after this fun conversation, I had to go and explain to the handyman of our building why I needed to borrow his electric drill, which he didn't want to borrow. Lent to me because he loves his drill and he was afraid I would break it. And I tried to explain that I wasn't going to drill through the oysters but just around it. And that I only needed to excite them, right? And he was amused by the whole thing. But what I need to say about this story to end is that it didn't work. They just don't care. They don't want to spawn. They don't like me. And so, yeah, that's it.